It's 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, March 29th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, China and Iran, the two nations both subject to U.S. sanctions, have signed a landmark 25-year cooperation agreement. This happened on Saturday. This brings Iran into China's Belt and Road Initiative, sort of a 21st century version of the old Silk Road. This is a multi-trillion dollar infrastructure plan intended to stretch from East Asia to Europe and essentially entrench China as the world's leading supplier of pretty much everything. This aims to increase the chances that China will replace the United States as the world's leading economic and political power. The political leaders from both nations, Foreign Minister Wang of China and President Hassan Rouhani, met in Tehran ahead of the signing. The agreement is expected to include Chinese investment in sectors inside Iran, including energy and infrastructure. Topic number 4, the Suez Canal. You know, of course, there's been a super cargo or a super container ship, one of these mega massive football field sized plus cargo ships stuck inside the Suez Canal since early last Tuesday. The Ever Given is finally free, by the way. This is a 400-meter long, 1,200 foot long, so it's like 4 football fields, actually, it got wedged in because of high winds, apparently, inside the Suez Canal last Tuesday. At least that's the story. High winds caused it to go diagonal and ran aground. It's taken a fleet of tugboats and dredgers who removed more than 20,000 tons of sand from underneath the keel of the vessel to free it last night. It's estimated that the blockage was costing the global economy $6 billion a day because the passage through the Suez Canal is so much shorter than going around the Horn of Africa, much safer too. Normally, there was some speculation that perhaps someone had hacked into the navigation controls of the Ever Given, which caused it to run aground. This is a Taiwanese-flagged vessel, we note. We also note that the economy of China is not especially dependent on the Suez Canal, hence, and will even be less so once the Belt and Road Initiative is complete. But it is free now. Now, Israeli, well, we'll call him an illusionist. He believes he has psychokinetic powers. Was urging his followers around the world to concentrate on the Ever Given at the same time every day. 11:11. Now, how that worked across different time zones, I'm not sure. I don't follow Uri Geller, but in numerology, 11:11 is believed to hold some spiritual significance. Geller claimed that when the ship moved about 100 feet on Friday night into Saturday, apparently that it was because of the work of his thousands and thousands of followers around the world focusing their mind power on the Ever Given. That's not really how that works. Topic number 3, quid pro Joe. The question is, are we speaking of President Biden or West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin? There's a fight over the filibuster in the United States Senate coming. Right now, there's a gentleman's agreement that's existed for quite some time that they don't actually have to filibuster. Filibuster is when somebody gets the floor and just keeps on talking in order to and refuses to yield the floor. You might have seen the old Jimmy Stewart movie, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, where he filibusters some bill that he's opposed to the point where he actually collapses at the podium. The Senate doesn't do that anymore. They just sort of pretend. We're going to pretend there's a filibuster. And so in order to avoid actually inconveniencing a senator who would have to stand there and literally read from the phone directory or whatever to fill time for hours, they just say that any legislation that passes needs at least 60 votes. This forces some bipartisan cooperation. You can see the reason for it, but it does get frustrating sometimes when you've got 55 votes supporting a particular piece of legislation that would be good for the country, but because of another party's desire to, say, make a president look bad, it just won't go anywhere because you don't have the 60 votes to overcome the filibuster. Well, Democrats are promoting the idea that the filibuster should be done away with. Now that they control the House, they control the White House, they're looking to push through some pretty radical legislation, reshaping the United States economy, a green agenda, among other things, perhaps even a universal basic income, and to do it with 51 votes. Even though there's a 50-50 split in the Senate, with Vice President Harris casting the deciding vote, presumably then they would have the edge on any legislation, assuming senators vote along party lines. Moderate Democrat Joe Manchin is seen as a key vote in this fight over getting rid of the filibuster in the Senate. So it's probably not coincidental. And Manchin, by the way, is on the record as saying he would not support doing away with the filibuster. It's probably not coincidental that on Friday, President Biden announced that he will nominate Gail Connolly Manchin, the wife of U.S. Senator Joe Manchin, to a federal position, co-chair of the Appalachian Regional Commission, which would presumably have some say in how the $3 trillion infrastructure package, assuming it passes, would be divvied up in the Appalachian. Again, Senator Manchin seen as a key swing vote, not just on the Senate filibuster, but on other pieces of legislation supported by liberals within the Democratic Party or the more liberal wing of the Democratic Party. They need Manchin to support those things, and so throwing him this bone, again, probably not coincidental. During his first ever press conference on Thursday, President Biden said he's never been particularly poor at calculating how to get things done in the United States Senate. Apparently, his announcement Friday, nominating Senator Manchin's wife to a federal job, is part of how you get things done in the United States Senate. Now, speaking of that press conference, it was not as bad as some thought it might be, but it really wasn't very good. President Biden appeared to be lost at times, drifted off into mumbling and nonsense. He showed up with a number of cheat sheets, clearly visible in photos taken by press at the event, plus a very large three-ring binder with prepared statements on certain talking points. But what was inexcusable, really, about this press conference is the way the mainstream or corporate media responded to it. They did not challenge his factually inaccurate claims at several points. For example, Biden claimed that we are sending back the vast majority of families who come across the U.S. border illegally. In truth, it's only just 13% of families are being sent back. This according to Axios, which is a liberal online news source. Biden claimed that if an unaccompanied child ends up at the border, we're just going to let them starve to death and stay on the other side. He said that the idea that he would do this, by the way, and let me preface this and get it right. The idea that I'm going to say if an unaccompanied minor ends up at the border, we're just going to let them starve to death and stay on the other side. No previous administrations did either except Trump. Hear that. He actually accused President Trump of starving children to death at the United States border. This is factually untrue. There are no documented cases of this actually happening. This was disgraceful. It is stupid. It was factually inaccurate. Could easily have been fact-checked by anyone in the corporate media, but they didn't. Topic number two, horror in D.C., a sad example of where we are in our society right now, a 66-year-old driver for Uber Eats. This is a food delivery service. Muhammad Anwar killed last Tuesday near Nationals Park in Washington, D.C. after two girls aged 13 and 15 used a stun gun on him and stole his car. What makes it especially horrifying is that this was captured on video by an eyewitness with a cell phone. The carjackers drove away with Anwar clinging to the side of his vehicle before one of the drivers, one of the young ladies, a driver, flipped the car trying to make a turn too fast, flinging Anwar to the sidewalk where he died of his injuries. The younger girl from the southeast section of D.C., the older from Fort Washington, Maryland. Anwar immigrated from Pakistan in 2014. It's according to his family, who set up a GoFundMe page to help cover his expenses, his burial expenses. A detective for Metropolitan Police in Washington says one girl admitted going to the Navy Yard station that day with the intent to steal a car. She blames the other girl for jamming the car in gear, which kind of pinned Anwar against the car when the driver's door slammed shut. But this isn't the only case of this within the last 10 days. On Thursday last week, two boys aged 13 and 14 were arrested and charged with armed carjacking. Police said there were five suspects in that crime, three managed to outrun police. A week earlier, another 14, 15-year-old arrested and charged for their involvement in an armed carjacking in Northeast D.C. Police in Washington, D.C. say there have been 95 carjackings in Washington, D.C. so far this year. That's an average of one per day. Three times the number of carjackings in D.C. just 1 year ago. One every 3 days in D.C. is still too many. D.C., bear in mind, is a town of about 700,000 people. Teens are usually the suspects in these crimes. Some of them are repeat offenders. In response, over the weekend, Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser sent out a message via Twitter. Park in a safe spot, lock your car, keep track of your keys, never leave an engine running, and stay alert. Now, this is probably a timed tweet, something that was scheduled to be released in advance, but the timing of this coming right after the announcement of the arrest of these two girls, 13 and 15-year-old girls, and they're charged, by the way, with felony murder, was tone deaf, to say the least. That tweet has since been deleted. D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti said many carjackers targeting delivery drivers like Anwar, working for Uber Eats, DoorDash, or Grubhub. What a world. Coming up, Satan's Shoes comes with real human blood. That's next on 5 and 10.
Call now and get Carl Gallup's brand new eye-opening book, The Summoning, along with a never-before-released two-part Summoning Companion DVD. This is an exclusive offer for our Skywatch television audience. Yours for a donation of $35 plus shipping and handling. In Carl Gallup's book, The Summoning, you will be thrust headlong into the original days of Noah and experience the moment the antediluvian world was ripped apart at the seams. Walk the Jordan River Valley with Jesus and his disciples as they made their way up to Jerusalem one last time. Be made privy to the true meanings behind the otherwise hard sayings that Jesus proclaimed all along his way to Calvary. How to navigate sensitive topics like self-defense, survival, and prepping while readying your home and family for the days ahead. Learn the shocking truth of what Jesus really meant when he warned that the very last days would be just like the days of Noah. You'll also receive the Summoning Companion DVD. Join Pastor Carl Gallup for this incredible exclusive two-part sermon. From living without fear in the midst of a global pandemic to the question surrounding what Jesus is telling people through the prophecy of the fig tree and the return of Israel, this companion DVD is a must-have.
It is the defining factor of the age we're now living in. The most prophetic time since the first coming of Jesus Christ.
But that's not all. We are also including the timeless Skywatch TV Classics Volume 1 and 2. This two-disc collection is valued at $150 all by itself and includes the best of the most popular audio series in the history of our ministry. Now you can re-experience entire audio series like Something Transhuman This Way Comes, The Coming Replacement Humans, As It Was in the Days of Noah, Conspiracy Theory, Special Edition, The Coming Zombie Apocalypse, and Psychotronic Warfare, all on two digitally remastered volumes. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $195. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Prepare for the coming days of Noah and realize the chronology of the future as it's finally unveiled in The Summoning Special Offer. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, I don't think I need to tell you not to put these on your feet. A rapper who goes by Lil Nas X is collaborating with a streetwear company, Mischief, to release Satan shoes. They are officially on the market as of today. Only 666 pairs. Ah, see what they did there? Will be on sale as of today. The sneakers are apparently modified Nike Air Max 97s. They're decorated with a pentagram and a reference to Luke 10, verse 18, which is the Bible verse about Satan's fall from heaven. I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning. The shoes being offered at $1,018 a piece, 10, 18, you see. These sneakers contain a drop of human blood drawn from the staff of Mischief, included in the soles. News of the shoes drew outrage as the press release went out over Palm Sunday weekend, Passover weekend. I'm sure that Mischief and Lil Nas X just see this as a clever marketing ploy to attract them a lot of attention. And yes, I recognize the irony that I am, in fact, giving them attention here. But this just shows you the depths to which our society has fallen and the lack of concern that so many of us have about matters of the supernatural. Lil Nas X is lost for now, but he is not irredeemable. None of us are irredeemable. Pray for this young man that he, that the Holy Spirit speaks to his heart and draws him out of this. Nike, by the way, was quick to distance itself from the shoes, pointing out their custom adaptations of existing products. In other words, Nike didn't produce these shoes. However, despite the release in its statement, we do not have a relationship with Lil Nas X or Mischief. Nike did not design or release these shoes. We do not endorse them. Yeah, Nike, here's a clue. This is the kind of thing that your legal department is supposed to take care of. It's why you have a legal department, so that people can't take your brand and do something like this if you do not endorse it. Nobody who's a rational thinker believes for a minute that these shoes hit the market without somebody at Nike saying, yeah, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. We will publicly disavow, but you go ahead. This company, Mischief, has done things like this before, by the way. They previously released Jesus shoes, which were reportedly produced with a drop of water from the Jordan River inside the sole. The marketing tagline for the Jesus shoes from Mischief, walk on water. God will not be mocked. Well, we're planning to go back and see the Jordan and the Sea of Galilee, which, by the way, if you really wanted to be accurate, Mischief, you would have taken the water from there. We will be on the Sea of Galilee. We will be in the Jordan River, baptizing and praising and worshiping our Lord and Savior, this one who spoke the universe into existence, as well as a number of archaeological sites that many tourists will not see, like the Altar of Joshua, Gilgal, Rephaim, and the Serpent Mound of Bashan. We'll explain why those places are significant, not just archaeological curiosities, shall we say. They are important sites in the long supernatural war in which we are all deployed. And of course, we'll see Jerusalem. We will ascend to the Temple Mount. We'll see the actual historic sites of the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus, that courtesy of our special guest, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porad. We will also go to the Dead Sea, spend a relaxing weekend there. We'll go to Masada, hear the story of the Jewish defenders in the revolution and the destruction of Masada in the year 73 AD by the 10th Roman Legion. Some fascinating stuff all along the way. And then we've got the optional three-day extension over to Jordan to see what Moses saw from Mount Nebo and to explain why God called it the Mountain of the Travelers, and then tie that to the prophetic vision of Ezekiel in Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39, the War of Gog and Magog. This will be like a rolling conference across the Holy Land. Don't miss it. We've got complete information, a breakdown of costs, sample itineraries, and more at skywatchinisrael.com. That's skywatchinisrael.com. This week on Skywatch TV, Carl Gallups joins us to talk about The Summoning, a return to the days of Noah. The latest fantastic book from Pastor Carl Gallups, our good friend. He's our guest with Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch team this week. You'll find our broadcast schedule, the over-the-air broadcast, at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can have us broadcast on your schedule. You set the time, you set the date. Just add the Skywatch TV channel, the app, to Roku or Apple TV. If you have an Amazon Fire Stick, simple workaround, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and then add the free YouTube app to Amazon Fire Stick, and you'll get us that way. Or just add our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. Not only includes all of our video content, web exclusives, as well as the broadcast show, important news, and a schedule of our upcoming events, all of that at skywatchtv.com. We got the links to the app stores for the iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire tablet versions posted online. My novel's available for free if you're a subscriber to Amazon's Kindle Unlimited program. It's great if you love to read. It's a way to just bring in electronic versions of books, and sort of like having a certain number of books that checked out from the library at any given time. You'll find my novels, Iron Dragons and The God Conspiracy, linked at my Amazon author page. And everything else I do, you'll find linked at our website for Sharon and me. That's the Gilbert House Fellowship. As we go through the Bible each week, verse by verse in chronological order, you'll find all of those archives going back to Genesis 1:1. The first time, we're on our second trip through the Bible now, at gilberthouse.org. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.